Show.
The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
All right, 11 minutes after 9, show number 1033. If you'd like to fact check us for errors, podcasts. Listen to the podcast and you'll be able to do that with, you know, regularity. I would advise you to listen to the podcast anyway, because on the podcast you'll be able to go back and say, hey, here's where Steve picked on Dave about wearing a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be able to share it with your friends. Things like that.
Can you say mark the tape?
We used to.
Where there's certain areas.
Yeah, we used to.
Things you want to listen to.
You can get the whole show, parts of the show. I'm sure we can custom order it if you want for the holidays. But get your podcast wherever you consume podcasts. The Steve Cochran Show podcast. It's highly worth your time.
Big time.
That's what I'm saying. Previous kid of the year is on the phone. I think Mary, Dave, talked you into this kid of the year. You were going to vote in another direction? No, you were both unanimous for Samantha Crump. It's our pal Samantha Crump. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Nice to talk to you again.
You too.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah? What's the state of the of affairs in that area?
What do you mean?
Well, like, you know, your prognosis and all that. You're feeling pretty good overall?
Yeah, everything's good. I'm pretty much back to normal, except I'm in college where everyone is sick, so that means I'm pretty sick right now. But
well, you know, it wasn't that long ago where you had to avoid anyone with a cold because of how dangerous it would be. Isn't it good that a cold is one of your major health concerns right now?
That's true, very true.
Yeah, it's good to have lesser things to worry about, right?
Yeah.
You beat non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And if I remember right, you want to be a nurse.
Yes.
Is that what you're studying?
I am studying that.
Where would you, like, the work with kids or work with anybody? What's the long-term goal?
I just remember that they were my main motivation while I was in the hospital. So I want to be able to be there for someone who is going through exactly what I went through.
Well, my lovely and talented daughter-in-law, Lauren Cochran, has worked at Lurie Children's for, I don't know, is it 3 years, 4 years now?
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful operation, but they'd be lucky to have you.
Thank you.
All right, so I know that you just did Windy City Live, and you got an opportunity to meet a very special person. Explain who that was.
I was able to meet my bone marrow donor.
That had to be pretty emotional, I would think.
Yeah, it was very emotional.
And that individual is Rebecca Hannon. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes.
She's from Cleveland. She donated through the Match Registry. One of the things that's really important to know about bone marrow is it's a very specific match, and it can be a tough match to find. Sometimes it has to be a family member. I think usually it is a family member. That's the best shot. But Rebecca matched with you, and she was kind enough to be a donor. And what was it like meeting her?
I was so excited to meet her. And then when I finally got to meet her, I was just overwhelmed. And it was just so nice. And I was so thankful for her. And her family is so nice. And it was just amazing, especially to do it on live TV. That was really cool.
It was cool, the Windy City Live people to put it together, and I'm sure they enjoyed having you on because it's such a powerful segment and inspiring for people.
Yeah.
Anyway, Andre and Dave want to say hi, too.
Hey, Rebecca. Congratulations
on
Samantha,
your... Samantha.
I'm
you're
sorry.
Thinking
I'm
Rebecca.
Sorry, Samantha. I was going to ask you about Rebecca and the match that they made through Be the Match Registry. So my question to you is, how can... I know it's your phone. How can you donate? Can anybody donate to this? I guess, what are the requirements for wanting to do this? If somebody hears this and says, you know what, I want to get involved, I want to try and help in any way possible, and I want to join Be the Match.
It is literally so easy to join. You just have to be between the ages of 18 and 44, and all you have to do is get a cheek swab, and after you get that, you can request it in the mail, and you just get one of those, and they'll just test you, and if you're healthy enough, you'll be added to the list or the registry, and then you just wait and see if you ever need to donate.
Yeah, and if you come up and it's a match, then you go in for whatever the procedure may be for extraction. And by the way, if something happened in your life where it changes, obviously they're not going to come pick you up in the bone marrow truck.
Exactly.
You don't have to donate in the end, but certainly we need more donors, not less. Dave?
Yeah, I did it a few years ago, and it's just, as Samantha says, it's really easy. It took like 5 minutes. There's a registry, so somewhere I presume I'm still in there, and I would strongly suggest everybody it's offered their time, and because it takes no time at all to do that. So,
and it's literally life-saving.
So are you and Rebecca going to stay in touch? Are you going to get together again, hang out a little bit?
Yes, definitely. We shared information, and we're going to keep in touch.
Is she a grown woman with a family? I didn't get a chance to see the segment yet.
Yes, she is. I think she's 24, and she has brothers and sisters.
Oh, she's just like your big sister you didn't know you had.
Pretty much, yeah. But we were able to meet her mom and dad, and we went to dinner with them. And it was really nice because I feel like our families are a lot alike, too. So
bonded for life, literally.
Hey, Samantha, I got to ask you about college, too. What's your favorite class so far, your favorite college experience so far?
Well, college is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, okay, yeah. Look who's doing her homework.
I actually like math and science a lot, but here in college, my favorite class is English, which is weird because I hate English, but that's my favorite class. So,
well, it's going to be important, that English thing going forward as well. Where are you going to school?
Illinois State.
That's right. That's right. You told us that. And, of course, most people just stop and they go, are you former Steve Cochran Show Kid of the Year, Samantha Crump? That's what you get recognized most for, I assume.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
No question. No question. Hey, one other thing. This Saturday from 10 till noon, Cal's Angels is holding a toy drive with our friend David Hochberg. And I think, Samantha, aren't you going to be there for that part of it, part of that deal?
Yes. It's at the Harp and Fiddle Pub on Saturday from 10 to 12. And we're promoting the 12 Days of Christmas. And basically, they did that for us last year, and now me and my family are trying to help other families who are going through what I did.
Paying it forward.
Do that for them.
And bring a Jewel or a Visa gift card, and you get a brisket platter for two, which is nice. Who doesn't love a nice brisket? 12 Days of Christmas. I've helped the Kells Angels folks for a long time, and the amazing work that the Sutter family does all year long in remembering Cal is tremendous. And good for you and your family, Samantha Crump, for getting it done. Sorry, well, stop
Thank
talking
you.
To us, Samantha. Get back to work. You have schoolwork to do.
I do.
All right, all the best. Thank you for being on.
Thank you.
All right, hold the line if you would.
She's awesome.
She's tremendous.
What a great kid. I didn't realize it was that easy. You just register and they do a cheek swab.
Yeah, I didn't remember the specifics of the test, but I do remember it taking literally 5 minutes.
You think if they knew you were wearing a backpack, they would have let you do it?
I think they would have, as a matter of fact. Steve?
Samantha Crump! Oh, we love Crumpy. How about that? Beat non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yep.
18 years old, all that interrupted school, you know, and I said, pay off now. She's in college.
Now she's got
a new sister. Just like any other college freshman, whining about her homework. Yeah. That's fantastic.
And she's got a new big sister now.
Yeah, that's a sweet story. Beyond great.